trying to come up with 10-minute halacha topics that relate to summertime and challenges that come up during the summer. So one challenge that comes up during the summer is the issue of tznius for men in particular, meaning we often think of tznius as a woman issue in terms of what a woman has to cover from her body and the length of the sleeves and the neckline and all of these things. But the issue of tznius for men is something that comes up a lot during the summertime. People go to the swimming pool, people are sharing a bunkhouse together and there's showers in the back or whatever. People are in all sorts of situations where maybe they're not dressed as much as they would normally be dressed. I wanted to discuss some of the guidelines of tznius for men. There is a misconception that there's no concept of tznius for men, that anything goes, that a man doesn't have to be at all modest or at all tznua. That is not true, even though we most commonly speak about it with women. First of all, tznius involves more than just how much clothing one is wearing. Tznius is a way of life. It's this week's Haftarah, v'tznei lecha simashem elokecha, that every Jew is expected to walk with tznius in the paths of Hashem. We should go with a sense of modesty at all times, and generally speaking, part of being modest, although it's certainly not everything, but part of being modest is dressing in a modest way. So v'tznei lecha, the truth is, Rav Shecht always points out, it's ideal for all Jews, and it's bekoshi that we say that a man has to take public positions sometimes and has to be out there in the public eye, and that's something that man is forced into, and that we're not so pleased about. But it's someone has to be out in the public. But nevertheless, we should not lose this value of tznius, of a general sense of modesty. So, and what? In which situations does a person have to be fully dressed? Which situations can a person be partially dressed? So it's important to realize that when we talk about the halachos of saying a bracha in front of erva, that's different than the issue of tznius. What's objectively defined as erva, that's certainly different for a man and for a woman. For a man, there's only one part of his body that's erva, per se, where you wouldn't be allowed to say a bracha in front of erva. For a woman, a tefach bi'isha erva. Any part of her body that's normally covered, if you have a tefach of it, is considered erva. But that's midinei erva, what's considered erva. But when we talk about how a person should act in a modest way and should dress in a modest way, so then it may be different. There is a Gemara, Maseches Shabbos, on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Zera, Anoch Azisei L'Rabbi Avohu, Rabbi Zera says, I saw that Rabbi Avohu, Sheiniach Yadov Kineged Panav Shalmata, V'leyadani Nagai Lo. Nagai says, I remember that Rabbi Avohu, when he would go to take a bath by the river, he would cover himself up with his hand. So the Gemara later says, but wait a second, are you allowed to do that? Shouldn't the person not cover himself up because it makes it look like he's embarrassed about the bris shel Avram Avinu? So the Gemara answers, lo kasha, haki nachis, haki salik. When he was going down to the river, so no one could see him from no one was in front of him, whoever would see him would only be in back of him, then you were not supposed to cover himself up, because then it makes it look like he's just trying to cover himself up, cover up the bris of Avraham Avinu, that he's embarrassed from it. But when he's coming back up from the river, where everyone can see him, then it's appropriate to cover himself up, because he shouldn't be exposed to the public. That's what the Gemara says. So apparently, whenever you're in a place where people are going to see you, it's appropriate to cover up. A person shouldn't be exposed. Certainly the Makom Erva shouldn't be exposed whenever he's in a place that people are going to see him, even if it's in the context of taking a bath. He's just coming out of the bath, just coming out of the mikveh, whatever it may be, he should try to cover himself up. Not only that, that's in terms of the context of a bath, but in terms of, in general, walking around in various states of undress, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear in Simon Beis that lo yilbash chaluko miyushav eliyika chaluko v'yachmes pozrosa bo'odenu shochev v'nimtza k'sheyakum shum chusa. Shulchan Aruch says that when a person has to change their clothing in the morning, they should change their clothing under their covers in their bed, so that when they get up, they're already clothed. The person shouldn't expose themselves, even when they're changing, even when they're changing clothing out of a bathing suit or whatever. Person has to do so in private. Rabbi Willig likes to say, and I'm a big makel, Rabbi Willig says, I don't only allow you to change under your cover, I'll let you do it in the bathroom also. If you go into the bathroom and close the door, you could do that also. So a big makel. It doesn't have to dafka be under your covers. The Rav Moshe writes the same way as well. the in Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis and Simon Beis says, Al Yomar, a person should not say, Hineni b'chadrei chadorim mi ro'eini. Anyway, I'm in private, I have my own bedroom, who's going to see me anyway? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu meloch ala aretz kavodo. The covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and therefore a person has to be tzanua, even if he's all alone, even if no other human being is there. So what are the guidelines to this? A person's going to change after going to the mikveh, a person goes swimming, what are the guidelines of how quickly he has to get dressed, what he has to get dressed? So there is a tshuva from Rav Harfenis, who's a Satmar Dayan, in the Sefer Nishma Shabbos. He has a whole section of tshuvas on tevila on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and going to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. And so in Simon Kuf Tzadihei, he writes that when it comes to getting dressed and undressed and showering, he quotes this the Magen Avraham in Simon Beis in Siv Katan Beis in Or HaChaim, that the Gemara Shabbos says that where people can see, like when you're coming up from the river, you should try to cover up. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, whenever people can see you, you're in a public shower, in a locker room somewhere, a person should try to cover up. He should face the wall. He should not be exposed where people can see. Shulchan Aruch Rav adds that you should make sure that he doesn't take off his towel until the very last minute that he has to take off his towel. And Tazin Yordeh Sim Kufim Gimel Simkan Gimel says that if other people are not being tsanua, you should leave. You shouldn't even be in a place where other people are exposing their erva, because it's inappropriate to be in a place where erva is exposed. Now, it's most important, l'chora, therefore, to have dividers. If a person is going to build a mikveh or build a place where people are going to change, a locker room or something, they should have dividers where people are not exposed to each other. In fact, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Nigris Moshe, Yordeich, El Gimel Sim Mem Zayin, where he discusses going to the bathroom, whether one should act b'tznius by a urinal, for example. So Rav Moshe says that in the times of the Gemara, they said you had to not act so b'tznius when urinating, because it could be maybe l'idei sakana, because for whatever reason, a person's too worried about the tznius, it could cause health problems. But he says nowadays, where a person urinates inside in an indoor bathroom with indoor plumbing, adrabah, it could be very safe, and a person should try to be as tznu as possible. And he therefore says, halach l'maisa, you walk into a public bathroom and there are open stalls and there are open urinals, better to go to a stall, because that's more tznua, and a person should always choose that which is more tznua. If there are no open stalls and there are open urinals, so then you go to urinal. You don't have to hold yourself in. You don't have to violate Baal Teshaktu in order to avoid going to a urinal. But certainly it's appropriate that they should put up dividers. I remember when the new Yankee Stadium opened up, they had like the least tznua urinals on earth. But then this year they put up dividers. It was a chashuva improvement in Yankee Stadium. So there are dividers by the urinals now. Now people can now. A frum Jew can go without worrying about tznius issues so much. Now, what about after a person bathes, a person engaged in athletic competition or went to the mikvah or went somewhere in a public locker room or something like that? So it's very clear from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Beis that a person should never be completely undressed unless it's absolutely necessary, like for bathing. Magen Avraham says, why is it that the Gemara allows the person to be undressed when they're going down to the river, yet when you're in your own room and you're changing, you have to be under your cover? He says, because there's no other way to bathe. The only way to bathe is to be undressed. But if you have any other option at any other time, a person is not supposed to be undressed. So certainly as soon as the bathing is over, we see even in the Gemara, when a person, when Rabbi Avo was bathing, as soon as he finished, he would try to cover himself up, even on his way out of the river. So the halacha l'maisa, a person should cover himself up as soon as possible. In fact, the Prima Gadim writes in Siman Beis, Vida, Daharochets Royla Niach Malbushov Miyad Somach Lusvas Hanahar. Person should keep his clothing right by the edge of the river, or by the edge of the mikvah, or by the edge of wherever he is that he's going to be undressed. Keep the clothing right there so you can put on your clothing right away. And in general, being undressed is considered a terrible zilzul and a busha for a person. That's why in Baba Kama Daf Peivav, the Gemara says that I'm a vayeshes ha'arum eino chayiv she'ein lo boshes. That if a person embarrasses someone who's undressed, so you're not chayiv to pay the boshes payment, because there's no boshes, there's no greater busha then the busha the guy's already experiencing, because he's not fully dressed. So in fact, Rav Harfenis in his tshuva says that it's yadua that there's a machlokas between the Hasidim and the Ashkenazim about the order with which one is supposed to put on his clothing in the morning. Ashkenazim hold that we put we dress our lower half and then our upper half, our pants first, then our shirt. Hasidim have the minhag that they dress the upper half, then the lower half. The shirt first, then the pants. So Rav Harfness writes, even though he's a Satmar Dayan, he says that I hold that if you're in a, you're coming out of the mikveh, you're in a public place, that we should all be Ashkenazim. We should all dress the lower half first, and then the upper half. And he says it's possible, he quotes from a Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, that it's possible that even the Minhag Hasidim, to dress the upper half first, was only if they had very long shirts that would actually cover the Makom Ha'erva anyway. And then Rav Harfness discusses a sauna or a shvitz that they would have apparently by mikvaos, where people would go to sit in a shvitz for a while. So he says they should abolish all of them. They should be gone. It shouldn't exist that people should go hang out in a shvitz. Certainly undressed. If they're going to go there, let them wear a bathing suit. And no child should ever be allowed anywhere near there. Rav Harfness writes in his tshuva, no child should ever be allowed in a shvitz. He discusses the serious problem in the Hasidic communities where people go to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos. How are you mechanech a child to go to the mikveh? Because there's a halacha, child's not allowed to go to the mikveh with his father. But what, you're going to send the kid without his father? Now, where do you think the predators hang out? I mean, that would be a terrible, terrible idea. So he writes, as a Satmar Dayan, there's no chinuch in this inyan. A child should not go to the mikveh until he's old enough to, there's absolutely no chinuch to go to the mikveh because it's a no-win situation. You can't allow it to happen. Now, there is another halacha, it's worth mentioning, because I noticed recently, I think it was in the New York Times, they got this halacha wrong. They said that there's no Talmudic source that a rabbi is not allowed to go to a sauna or something with his students. That is not true. It is an explicit Gemara. The Gemara says in Psachim Andaf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, fairly explicitly, the Gemara says, Im hakol adam rochetz, a person is allowed to bathe with anybody, chutz me aviv v'chamav, except for his father or his father-in-law, ubalimo, balchoso, a few others. And then the Gemara says, Tana Talmid lo yirchatz im rabo, that a Talmid should not be bathing with his Rebbe. V'im rabo tzarech lo mutter. But if the Rebbe needs the help, the aid of the Talmid, then it's going to be mutter. So that's an explicit Gemara, and we paskin it in Shulchan Aruch that way. So that's non-debatable. What's interesting, though, Minchas Yitzchak points out in Chelek Dalet Siman Samach Beis that there's actually two separate Isurim that are being alluded to with the Talmud and the Rebbe going to to bathe together. On the one Isur is an Isur on the Talmud because of Kavod Harav, that to see the Rebbe like that is inappropriate. I remember when I was learning in Karen Biavna, I assume many yeshivas have like this, where people would want to use the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, they'd have special Rebbeim hours, where there was an hour for only the Rebbeim, where the Talmidim were not allowed to go, and that's based on this Gemara, that a person is not supposed to go at the same time that one's Rebbe is going. But one is to the Minchas Yitzchak says is an Isra on the Talmud because of Kavod Harav. Now, if it's for Kavod Harav, you understand that the Rebbe could be Mochel. Ritzono shel Adam Zehu Kvodo. And if the Rebbe wants to be Mochel that Kavod, for whatever reason, he needs help or whatever it is, so then he could be Mochel. But then there's a second Isser that's an Isser on the Rebbe not to be Noe Kalos Rosh Biatzmo, that a Rebbe should take should act with a certain sense of respect and of dignity, that he shouldn't sink beneath a certain level of dignity, and it's being noe kalas rosh ba'atzmo for a Rebbe to go to the mikvah. I remember when I was at Rabbi Teitz Zichrono Levracha's Levaya in Eretz Yisrael many years ago, so his son said about him that he never met any of his balabatim without his jacket on. He would always keep his, because he held that the dignity of the Rabbanus required that he always wear a jacket. It's not like today where you could have rabbis wearing polo shirts, but he said that he would never meet any of his balabatim even without his jacket on. A certain dignity, but certainly that would be part of this issa, that the Rebbe has to maintain that level of dignity. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perakei Halacha Vav, and in Hilchas Yisur Abiyah, Perchav Alef Halacha Tezayin, quotes this halacha about the Rebbe and the Talmud going to the mikveh together. So he quotes it in two different places. But it's interesting, he only mentions the heter, that if the Rebbe needs the help, that you're allowed to do it in Hilchas Yisur Abiyah. He doesn't mention that in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So Minchas Yitzchak tries to figure out why that would be the case. And what Minchas Yitzchak suggests is that in Hilchas Talmud Torah, he's talking about from the perspective of the Talmud having the din of Kavod Harav. So in Hilchas Talmud Torah, it goes without saying that the Rebbe could be mochel, because it's all a din of kavod harav. The chiddush that if Rabbi Tzarech lo is mutter is in Hilchos Issur Abia, where we're talking midin the Rebbe. That is from the Rebbe's perspective to maintain a certain sense of dignity, but if that's what he needs in order to be able to bathe, and Nebuch, a person has to be able to bathe, so if that's what he needs his talmidim to give him a hand, so then that would be permissible in that extreme circumstance. But generally speaking, it's something that we should all strive to improve on. In general, our tznius, very often people think that if I work out all winter, it's so that I could show off my body in the summer. No, we work out all winter so that we could be healthy year round, and we work out all summer so we could be healthy year round. That's it. There's no other reason. It's not to show off anything. There's no bathing suit season or non-bathing. We try to be as tznu as possible. Now, obviously, when a person goes swimming, so you go swimming, you wear a bathing suit. You don't have to cover your whole body up when you go swimming. But when you get out of the pool, you should put a shirt on as soon as you get out of the pool. You shouldn't just sit there hanging out outside without a shirt on for extended periods of time. Doesn't seem that that's an appropriate, even though it's not objectively erva, but it's certainly not vatznei aleches im Hashem Elokecha.